volatile cosa. Now, in the Sifrim, at the end of Parsha Shlach, the same halacha is formulated in different words. Here, the Gemara says, "Chmura is bechovim shekol hakim tokor, ki meide bechol hatir kol." What do you mean bechol hatir kol? So in other words, the one who is kinter than the Zohar is meide bechol hatir kol. In Sifri Parsha Shlach, it's formulated the other way. Chmura the Zohar, shekol hameide kol, ki kinter kol. Now, the Rambam So the Rambam is both the shades. He has the motion here, and it's from the same passage. He sees Golasis, it's called Asus, it's called Asus. But what is it dealing with? It deals with Abizor. Abizor. So that means that Abizor is Shkuro. Kineget Kolater Kul. In other words, there is a difference. For example, we find the expression that Shkuro is a Sitsis Kineget Kolater Kul. In the Sifri, there is the expression Omru, Zogu in Neem Mois, Yomru, Shkulo Mitzvah Sishira Seat Yisroel Kineget Vater Ekole, Mitzvah Sitzis Kineget Vater Ekole. But there is a difference. Someone with Vakat Tzitzis, sitting with Vakat Tzitzis, by wearing a Pegasus of the compass without putting in Tzitzis. So he does not have Chasishon, he did not move there. Over there, in Shkulo Kineget Vater Ekole, it means that the Sechah, that's what it means. I mean, Yagidia Makus Chosho Mitzvah, so we don't know, but that the Sechah for Tzitzis or for Yeshiva Sarat Yisrael, it might be a Sechah for Kolater Ekole. But here it means Shkulo Kineget Vater Ekole, Avilizore, it means that the Avere of Avilizore, is like the Avere of being Iber Kolater Ekole. Over there, in regard to Tzitzis, Yeshiva Sarat Yisrael is in the positive sense. And here, it's in the negative sense, that they are bearing, that they are bearing of Avizor. Anyway, so the Rambam has both the shades. And both the shades are based upon the posse, the Chisis Gubel, the Asus Eskolamitzis. Now, so the expression that is used in Sifri Parshi Shlach, and the Rambam mentions, Holomanito Shekolam Mide David is Kikobin Kepa Bechorat Rekule Ubicholam Bi Ubichol Mashim Tzavan Bi Yodom Batsi Teimon Shelema Minayi Masha Tiva Adishem Vaholo Vidresichem. We understand very well. We see because of the Halacha that Hamide David is Zohar Ki Kepa Bechorat Rekule. So that's why he has a Dino Bemungo Hat Rekule. That's why we say Skiak Mechogo. That's why Shkudos is the Vela. As a matter of fact, the Rambam mentions, the Gemara mentions, Avilizor and Chalshan Yifarezi. How about Apikeres, one is Kifa Gadera? The Gemara doesn't mention, but the Rambam mentions it. What is the motto of the Rambam? Because the fact that even Avilizor is in Mungo Hatelkoi, and why is even Avilizor in Mungo Hatelkoi? Because Kolabinib Avilizor is this, he says, Kikeke Bechol Hatelkoi. I mean, here the Gemara uses the positive expression. But in Sifri it says, So that's the reason why il numero la prigione il numero del potere. Because il numero la prigione è il dino di chi non potrà del potere. So obviously chi non potrà del potere è il dino di numero la prigione. And then it doesn't make any difference whether one is king of collateral away or he's king for just in one word of the Torah. It's the same thing. So that's the mocha of the Rambam. That's the mocha of the Rambam that the king for an appearance, one is king of the king of Mish Rabbeinu, so he should be president. So the expression in Sifri, we understand it, but what's the meaning of this expression? And the Rambam mentions both expressions. What's the meaning of this expression? He says, "Don't allow Muav is Chovim shekola king for bo kibin b'chol atelikol." What does it mean? Muav is Chovim shekola king for bo kibin b'chol atelikol. What with what kind of a Jew are we dealing? Are we dealing with the Jew who is mamish king for b'chol atelikol? And is made by the Zohar, so is king b'chol atelikol. So we don't have to resort to the fact that is, the expression so that doesn't need an explanation. But what are we doing here? Are we dealing here with a Jew who is made b'cholat erekore? So why do we have to say he's made b'cholat erekore? He's a good Jew. He's made b'cholat erekore. He's given by the Zohar. So we have to resort to a pasuk. He received glasses the scholar mitzvahs that chumul al mizorah shekolakim b'kokim b'cholat erekore. Even tzias, a certain Jew, is made b'cholat erekore and he's given by the Zohar. Naturally, if he's made b'cholat erekore, he's made b'cholat erekore. What kind of a chiddush is it? So we have to say that the pasuk deals with a Jew who is not made b'chol atelikol, but he is capable of mizorah. So I mean, that's all. I mean, if somebody is not made b'chol atelikol, if he'll be capable in the deal, but he'll be capable of mizorah. There are many Jews like that who are capable of mizorah. Who are kifah of mizorah and they're not made b'chol atelikol. We're not going to lie, so we'll say that such a Jew has a deen of a made b'chol atelikol. I mean, how is it conceivable? How is it conceivable? And the Rambam says in the Cheshvete that if someone is not a made of mizorah and not in the house of Ayasye, but he's a kifah of a deen of Mish Rabbeinu, so she does him a deen. But let's say, since he's not made by Mizore, he's killed by Mizore. So why is he there? He's killed by Mizore. So you have to understand the meaning of this expression. So strange. ישראל מונה לאבירה מן אבירה שיהיה מומחה הרי זה שיהיה לכתחילה וצורך ישראל כושר לימני איזה סק וזה שיהיה סרמת הוא אומר שיהיה סתם that even if he's not in מומה in אבירה זה טוב but in another אבירה let's say in שעפס זה טוב אין לי other אבירה so he can share לכתחילה only if we give him a second word only if we give him a second word even though the halacha is that choshed in the Lerecho is not choshed in the Lerecho, he is choshed only on Shabbos. So we have to give the text, because the Mishnah says that if, let's say, he is a choshed Lerecho, so even if he did it once, he's already choshed. Let's say somebody who was Eichon Neveil was seen to be Eichon Neveil once. That's all. Not addicted, but once. So he's already choshed, he's not trusted. So if somebody was Eichon Neveil once, He cannot share without giving him the sake bowl. But if someone was seen wants to do another avera, sharpness, nothing did it, so then he can be trusted. But if he's muna, muna means a diklet. Regulus he does it. So then he is a choshut. According to Rambam, he's a choshut even though he's a diklet, not a mele, but an avera. That's just that. והכן יתנו מומה זה, מי שריבון בפני שרס כוסי של פריח ומתק, ואם הוא יתנו מלאב את הסורא, עוד מחלשה ולפרס יהיה, הוא יהיה פקרס, והוא הכן גם מתאים ובני של רבינו, כמו שבאר לו חשובה, הרי לקחת משלוס נבלת. So it's mentioned explicitly in the Rambam, that even if he is a kid for Rambam of the Zohar, but if he's also a kid for Mateiro, so he is a Nuna. So how do you always say, Gmura Bezore, Shekola Kepa Bo Kimi Bukhate? So, you cannot take reference to someone who is not a big collateral. If he's not a big collateral, so he could. So, he has a deal of a mumma, even though it's given by himself. So, what is the reference? If he's not given a collateral, so what kind of Kiddush is it? He's made a collateral, in addition, he's given by himself, fine. So, of course, there is no problem with it. Now, the Rambam says, that one who is a king for Mateo, and Misha Rabbeinu, so if Shochat, Shechitos in me. So then the question arises, so why in Gideon we say, whether he can share Chachatri or not. So Abaye says, that only so Gabo we can share. Or the same is even without the Soy Zalaga, only Gabo we can share, as long as Soy needs the Nichnas. And of course, all that goes according to Mandoba, the Kusin Gerer. But later on, the Chachon will gaze around them, he should have been in But prior to that, I call it Bagavan and Rabbas. So if we say Kusin Gerer, we say we can share. It's only a question of the reliability, the trustworthiness. So we have to have these soil needs in the house. But Kusim, Akei Kibitir Shemao Pei, so even if he's in his soil in Galgabo, so it's like a Pekinas, one who is capable of the Teo. So if he shares, so Shkitos is in the way. So Shkitos is in the way. Now, Shkitos is in the way. So what do we say? The Chazinish says, Chazinish Yadeh says, that even though, that a one who is given to Tirosh Ba'opeh has a deal of Magiris. But in Gabi, Muma Lohat, there is a difference between one who is given to Tirosh Ba'opeh also, or one who is only given to Tirosh Ba'opeh, but it's a very strange Chazanish. It's not like that. First of all, the Rambam himself, that we just saw, we can doubt the Shrit Halacha, Yudal says, we may have been a lot of people, or the Halashabim of Varese, or Yaki Keres, the Yuakim of the Tiro of Misha Rabin, the Shibiyam of Yuch as Juven. Harim Kakish with the word. So he's referring you to what he says in the Shuven. So in other words, whatever is mentioned in the Shuven as an Abkeres, is an appearance of Gabi Shritin. That she doesn't avail. This is what the Rambam says, Mushibam no Cheshuvah. Well, let's see what the Rambam says in the Cheshuvah. Shuri Shot, hey, I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not שלוי שאהים אני קוין את כוסי, וגם ידעו את זה חיל ומחיל בלעבו, שאהב כוס מין לחיל בלעבו. זה רב זה, שלוי שאהים אני קוין את כוסי, הואים השאים שם נבוי כלל ואין שם מבר שמגיע מעביר אלוהי בלי הודו, והמקש של בוסי שם יש רבים, והואים יש שמעביר אלוהי המעשי בלי הודו, קולח את משלוי שאהים אני קוין את כוסי, שלוי שאהים עקיף במתאו. נהי היסס, הוא יקיר את זבוע עקיף במתאו ובני שרבינו כמו שבאר לבו חשוב, והרי יקח. So whatever is mentioned in the Cheshuvah As he came up at the table, he was in the middle. And he says, Shlei Yishori Nakei from the table. Hoim Yashem Nakei from the Lad Hashem, after the Prosik Yachot at the Teva Achas, Nimo Mamei Shomri in Piatzme, Hare Zikei from the table, Nechi Nakei from the Perusho, Mutira Shebal Peh, Va'amak Chish Magdol, Kim Tzomi Kobayus. So he said in so many words. The Shlei Yishori Nakei from the table. Not only one who escaped there, Tira Shebechav also. But he didn't want his Nakei from the Tira Shebechav, but he just came from the Tira Shebal Peh. So he's also king of Atheo. And here the Rambam says, Oy Akikeres, Rakiva, Kiyo, Mishabin, 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 so it's, the Rambam explicitly spells it out. Now, let's see what the Rambam says in the Kiyo Shamish. Regarding Stuchim. Now, the Akikeres so is, I don't know what the Akikeres so is, maybe the Bais Yosef mentions another Gilse, another version of the Kiyosh HaMishim. So I don't know whether it's Kiyosh HaMishim or there might have been the Madure Kameh of the Kiyosh HaMishim and the Madure Bas of the Kiyosh HaMishim. But let's see what the Rambam says in Kiyosh HaMishim here. The second paragraph of the Shabbishim. Hashem et Magoyah, Hashem et Magokotzir, Hashem et Magokotzir. Now, then he says, Umash Omar Hakol Shochet. In the second paragraph, not in the first paragraph. In the second paragraph. So he says, Umash Omar Hakol Shochet. Vatku Yisroi Muna, Yeish Bikinoi, Vakakim Teish Kosek Sheo. Hoyachot Shoyi Bidam Rizikot. Shomu Muna Rizikot Muna Chatele Kulem. והשם היא של מחלשה בפרסיה, ולפי שאיקה בגלל גם כן שהמחלשה בפרסיה, הרי כי מתחות מחל רוב. ואיני מי, of course, מחלשה בפרסיה זה מיוחד לכל אבל מי מי זה? ואמרי, אצל חכמים הם פריצי ישראל, ובאום ישראל הומתינו לפריצי לביתם ומדברים על מיני גזול, ואימו שכל הסיכבוס הם סיכבו, וישחירו הטייבס לנפשי סוף, וחום כל הדס והלנביאים עליהם השולל בסכרוסו ומגזיבים הנביאים במשם ידים ביום. ואיזה מה זה עושה? It is interesting, I mean it's not gay, but just as a השקוף inside, that when the Rambam defines it in, he mentions that he's about time. What has been to do with about time? One can be mean and be an ascetic, and one can be real about time and not be a mean. I mean, it's two separate things. Minus has to do with machshoves, with ashkofes, and timeless has to do with the instincts, I mean with his behavior. So apparently, the Rambam is intimating here that when it, some raise the argument, why should an Apicurus, one who is a heretic, be held responsible? Oh, it's not his fault. I mean, he just, that's the way he thinks. That's the way he thinks. So the Rambam says, no. So the Rambam says, in Shmuel Parki, that even machshoves are within human control. There is clear hopshis, not only in regard to behavior, but in regard to machshoves and emotions, there is also clear hopshis. But the Rambam says that when a certain person, let's say, becomes a heretic, he becomes an atheist, and he mentions a whole rationalization why he came to that conclusion. So that's only a rationalization. At the core of it, he wants to lead a licentious life, an uninhibited licentious life. But at all, I mean, his conscience bothers him, so he conjures up an intellectual rationalization. But at the core of atheism is a drive towards licentiousness. This is what the Rambam says. I mean, but I just want to mention it. So he says, וישחילו הקיידס מיה נפשייסו וחולחו להדס ולנביאים עליהם השומים מסכבוסו ומחזירים הנביאים ומשנידים בימומו ואיזם הדוסיס לידי הגיל כמוסרש והקטע זוי סיכגי עד וחיסים פר והגיע מזי ומי שאחר ומי שאחר זה מי שאני אבוי רק so vadim vida shmi shu na kata zois shero oi se oi ve ala mitzo na mitzo is der kaus loi she a yelo beits in mai se te ale staivo vadim me oso me achu shpas because en a kires one is given a deal so as it dino be lo khatre kol ve khino to omo to rabo shki das mila des khot Pity Baskusi, Yen Yaresa, Swamas in the Kismet, there is a problem, one of Manzer. One of Manzer in debt has reference only to a special kind of debt. That's not, it doesn't apply to everything. Debt has reference only to meaning who are dedicated to a licentious life. There was certain meaning by that who considered, who believed in hedonism, I mean, and to them, snus, I mean, was an idea, not to determine, but other things apply to everything. So he said, ומתנאי הגימו, מומה בזה, גם כן שמות המלאכו משלטוסי, הוא שלו יצטו כאילו יבייסוסי, והם שני להקיטים שהסחילו להקפה יהודים והתבורת, כמו שביארתי באופיס, עד ששובו אמס אצלום שקר, ונשיא ליהולי חישר, ועתים לו בארץ נחיכס, והיא שכיוון איזו מען שגרים להעלים מינים ושהיא מוכלת ואין מין על אמס אבל דין אומרי יש לדין על מינים לפי שהיא מוכלים לסמים so the problem says that in Tzuki if he shechts so he's also has the same thing as in mean who shechts and she goes yeah so he was a hero they may say nah so that the same thing or what the Rambam says now der Rambam mit der Gaut und der Schritte. Halloch hat er sagt, weil wir schicken der Rambam in der Schokonologe der Tor, because es even in the next year or so we might start looking into the Chabera and the Shul, I mean, because this time so we learn to believe in the Chum and the Tor and the Yadei. So might be we will not learn the Simon in the Schritte Gizido, you see. According to the Seder of the Gemara, but it will be covering all the smaller version. We want to make a single seed. But it might not be Kisidon. Certain things will be Kisidon and certain things will not be Kisidon. So the Rambam, in Peridaw and Cheshrit Alokh Tezai, says, Eilu ha-tukim ba-ba-yisusim, vitarudeh, v'chol ha-tein na-achreya, she'in ma-min me-gero she-ba-opeh, shchito se-la-asur, v'imshoch ha-tuk b'fomeinu ha-rezim u-tariz, שהניסה השחיתו סון אלו שם הוא יקלקל והם אינו מאמינים בדרס השחיתה ולפי חוק הם אמונים לא ימעלה כלכל so the Rambam says where did the Rambam get it? the Rambam got it from Kusi because what's Kusi? Kusi דאקל אותי של אופה and what's Kusi? Kusi מה לא רוצה כבר שם but Kusi now today so the חכון מאוד יעזר עליהם לי יש יעקב so the Rambam doesn't has no relevance But the Gemara says that if we say Kusi Kiremesei, so then the Shechita be Kusi, if we know that he shecht properly, so he's good. So it's the Nichnas. Or, in the Gabbard, or the Gabbari, we only have to make sure that he wasn't in Abbe. So we see that Kusi does not have a Dina Bimuna, the Chol HaShem. He's not Gabbard of God. That's why the Rambam says, so there is a spirit between the Rambam, the Rambam, the Shechita, and the Rambam, the Shechita. Now, the Vesiyose, the Vesiyose, in Hilche Schritte, so he quotes the Rosh Rambam, and the Besiose, that Rosh from the Perush HaMishne, and there the Rambam says, just the reverse, that if it's too kishet, So the only problem is maybe he didn't check properly because he don't believe there's about that. So maybe he might have made a shiur, he might have made... But if he sees Choyling the Lago and he observes that the Zduki was slaughtered properly, So then the Shmiri is a good Shmiri. So, but, so the Rambam asks, but the Akiva Tira Shalom. So the Rambam says, that's the other ideas in the Pirush HaMishneh, the Yosef problems. So the Rambam says, the reason as to why he's not in there, and Shkrit is not the actual goal, because he's a Tinnish Mishnah. Now, and this is mentioned, there is here the Rambam, the last thing, that was last thing. Thank you. Now, this halacha of Tinnish Mishnah is mentioned in the Rambam, in Hilchos Nimrim, in discussing the din of Merin Ulmayr. Now, halacha is that was Merin, so is Merin Ulmayr. Now, what does Merin Ulmayr mean? Merin Ulmayr, there is a machlokes between the Rach and the Rosh, and the Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rach and the Rosh, Merin Ulmayr, anyway, the din of Merin Ulmayr is only, as the Miri points out, if the Dei Hador find the Tzira Hashor to apply a drastic measure against the meaning in order to protect the Jewish society against apicosis, so then they can even be done. So according to the Rashi and Rambam, so it means they can even kill the meaning real dark, as a Tzira Hashor. If the Dei Hador find that there is such a Tzira Hashor, in order, on the basis of the halacha of Mitzari Atzibo, there is the halacha of Mitzari Atzibo, also as a narrative. So if the society, if the Tzibo at large, decides that there is a Tzira Hashor to apply this drastic measure, so then there is a halacha of Menomar. According to the Rach and the Rosh, even if there is a Tzira Hashor, so the only drastic measure that can be applied against meaning and Muslim is Miniyas Atzor, but not a Rivriyadak, Miniyas Atzor. But only if it's done by the Tzibor at large, or the Gilador who represented him. I mean, the Hazmish writes, there is no Shaila that, but Hazmish says, is in accordance with all the Shem. The Hazmish says that now if somebody will apply the din of Yeridu Lemayu, he'll be a Mitzayah. Because the purpose of Merin Ulmayr is only to protect the Tzibor. But on the contrary, today, if we apply this drastic measure, even in an unusual situation, so instead of protecting the Tzibor, on the contrary, we'll be mad at the courses. So, the way today, that's what Hazanish writes, the way today to be mikare and to counteract the courses is through Ave. To be Mesha then Vabesi Shalab. But anyway, so there is a halacha of Merin Ulmayr. Merin Ulmayr, according to the Rambam, means that if there is a Tzira Hashor, so we can be done dealing with Poshes against minimum Muslim. So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Mamre. Now, in the Gimel Hilchos Mamre, הלוח א', מי שמנהיבה בתרא שבעופה, אין לי זאת ממנו בתרא, אלא הרי זה לכל אפיקוסים ומסוסים וחובות. זה הלוח א', מי זה איזה צריך השם? זה הלוח המודים אותם. מאחר שמספר סים שהוא הקיף בתרא שבעופה, מריד את זה, יורי מי, והרי הוא תשור כל אפיקוסים ואין זה מתרא מן השמיים, והמוסים והמודים. He means mumun lachas, he doesn't mean mumun mechalchal paresi. Mechalchal paresi, so the Miri says, is even mitzun lachis, is not bechlau merin ulmayr. Shekoleiru eilom bechlau nishoel, ve'im tzorech lo yeibin lo yashoel lo yedayoni, al kolahir yachum erosu mitzun, deil beisar al yashoel. He means, when there is a tzeh zashom, ba'amed lo rabobi, he says now again, b'yi shekopa b'tira shebaope, b'machshavte, ובדבורים שנירו, והוא החחדאי כי הקל, והחסריר וסליבה, וכיפה בתירו שבעל פה התחילו, כי צודיק הוא בי סוס וכי קולטו נמחו. אבל בני התאים האלה, ובני בני, שהדיחו איסו מבי איסו, ונעמדו בן הקבוי, וגידו איסו מלביתו, הרי הוא כתיניק שנישבו בניהם, וגידו, ומזוריז לאחז בדרכי המצרס, שהרי הוא כאונוס, ואף על פי ששומע החכים שהוא יהודי, ורוע היהודים בדוסון, הרי הוא כאונוס, שהרי גדלו האוטומוסו, כך אינו שאומרנו אורסי בדרכי הבייסון הכבויים שטוב, לפי חוך רוב להחזירון בתשובו ולמושכון בלבשורי עד שיחזירו להיסגר. So the Rambam, when discussing the Alocha, the Rambam and the Maile, distinguishes between two kinds of Apikos. One Apikos who was raised in a Torah home, and so then it became Apikos like Tzoriko Baisis, the first ones. Tzoriko Baisis, they were Talmidim of Antinis Yisrecher, as the Obis Ramos mentions. And then it became Apikos. So they, in respect to them, so we apply the aloche of Misanecha Bishen Esno, Misanecha Skeito. The aloche of Nurim Lemayim is based upon that passage that Rambam mentions in the Tamishin Chir. Who is Misanecha Skeito, Tach Resino Sonesi, Leibi Moizu. So what do you mean Leibi Moizu mean? That they are considered as Mitzahri Atzibo. So Mele, if there is a Zerah Hashor, so they can be considered as retriatic. That's the basis of the Aloha Minimum. If there is a Tzerachatzim, if there is a Tzerachashim, so that, but that applies the posik of Misanecha Mishenesno, Misanecha Eskeiton, Tachwe Sino Sanesim, Leibim Oisoli, Leibim, in other words, the Amitzariatzim of the Akim of Wawu Yisrael. A Nim is an Eib, an enemy, a public enemy. So, that applies only to a material king, like Tzoriko Baisis. But the second generation, Tzduki, who were raised in such an environment, so they have a din of tension in Yishbo, so the aloche of Merinim and Marinim doesn't apply to them. And this is what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh Chum, the Girsay, that the Bais Yosef cites, not our Girsay. That is looking today the sheikh, so it's like the Rambam Melech Hashchite. So, and if we see that they won't in Abel, so it's Chosnik Sheyo. But the Rambam says, Hakiva Mitero, Mishidam Melech Hashchute, so it's Yaakov. That is reference to one who is a Makel Kevah, like Tzoriko Baisis. And it's interesting, when the Rambam mentions in our Pirush HaMishneh, so he says, והוא שהצדיקו באיסוסים והם שני הקטעים שהסחילו להכחיל את דרך הכבוד. What does that say? שהסחילו להכחיל את דרך הכבוד. שמכחישים את דרך הכבוד. שהסחילו להכחיל. They began to be makhish. What does he mean by began to be makhish? The answer is, he's referring only to the first ones. Now it doesn't have to mean it must be that ke, let's say, homo, you know. In every generation you can have a man who is master Makdish. He's an initiator. Not that he was raised. He was raised in a certain way. But if he was raised in a certain way, he didn't initiate that. So then he's an onus, as a bit of attention before. That's why the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh in the text of Pirush HaMishneh that the Yosef signs, says the Shemosin Sheo, and here he only is only referring to those who is those who are not raised in the home of Stuki. So anyway, so we have our now, and then Bais Yosef mentioned that he was prepared, but more than he discusses it, the Bais Yosef in Hilchei Shabbos, he discusses it at great length now. There is more than a bit.
Now there's one over there.
The Gabi Shabbos. So the halacha is if you have the chotzer with many diuri, many tenants, the apartment and many tenants. So in Mars, that was a kind of showing of his unit. The point is not allowed to carry unless he makes the good chatzer. Because so we say if it could be mutter to carry from one apartment to the other, from the bais into the chotzer, chotzer to bais. So people say, well, the chotzer is an issue, some issue for all the tenants. And the bais is the private issue. So if it's mutter to carry from the bais into the chotzer, from the private issues to the general issues, the common issues, it's mutter also to carry from the house into the issues of Abi. So because of that, the chachomim Asa, we carry unless we make a new Chatzeras. What do you mean? New Chatzeras means that we collect a piece of pass from every tenant and we put it in one apartment. So, whether you know, we should give it or we should give it, we pass like Mandoma. We discussed that at the beginning of Sukkot. Like, you know, we should give it, so it means that all the tenants who have a piece of their pass in a certain house, so that they are all live in that part of the building like one big family. So maybe people will not make the mistake. Alright. So that's the halacha. Now, so you have to make your own chatzeres. But there is another way of being allowed to carry. If let's say you have several Jews living in an apartment. Let's say you have 10 Jews living in an apartment. So if 9 Jews will be battling their issues to the 10th Jew, so then everybody will be allowed to carry in the hut. That's big issues. Now, there is a halacha that a nochri cannot be the battling issues. A nochri, so in regard to a nochri, Yehud HaTziris is not effective, and Bittu Mishus is not effective even. But we have to be Seichai Moki. We have to be Seichai Moki. By the way, so we have. And the Seichai Moki is not the real Seichai Moki. Seichai Moki, the Mikite, the Seichai Shal Akon, but you both should put it. It's only as a heck. So we need the Seichai Moki. So that's Enoch. Michal Shabu Farasiyeh. Has a little hotter kodesh, so has it the psulim of Nochri. So little issues is ineffective, and the Ibn Chatzeres is not effective if you have a tenant who is Mechal Shalom Parasye. So you also have to be Sikhamot. Now, here the Mishnah says, Omar Abnabil, my son is Mikiyah Chay Dom, Zduki Ba, Samachesom, please. Zduki Ma Mechal Shmei, so the Gemara says, Chasuna Mechal Shmei, Zduki Ariyu Kinochri. ורבי גמליאל אין העיר, זדוקי אין לי כנוח. ויום הרב, זדוקי אין כנוח. So in other words, אין זדוקי, so אין זדוקי כן בי מלבד רשוס. אין זדוקי כן בי מלבד רשוס. אין זדוקי כן בי מלבד רשוס. It was not a big enough enough. Now, and then the Gemara says that Kusi also, if you say Kusi Gerebe saying, so it can also be Mubat Rishus. If you say Kusi Gerebe saying, so it's a Nochri. So then it says, that's the cash. So then it says, Vitei, that's a Machtes of the Dalai, this is the Ramas, Kam Yuru Echal Shabbos in Paris. Vitei, to Stam Tzduki Ein Niza Klau Vimil Ed Rabo, Apilu Bifares, Vikusi Nami Shem Mubatri, ומייסים רישוס כאילו שגוזו עליהם רבם את רבסר בפרקם ולחונו וסתם קוצים עם המילים למרחון ואפילו בפרסיה לא היו מזדהר אליהם How can Rabbi Gamliel say that we pass the Rakhman? That it's Duki can be מבט רישוס He does not have it in כאח בחובו וחדשם בפרסיה cannot be מבט רישוס Why is it not? But the קוצים and the Duki They don't believe the Torah Shabbat Peh They don't believe the Torah Shabbat Peh So the Amichalo Bifarhesye in no Shmus in the Rabbah. Now, no Shmus in the Rabbah, from this basis we see, from this basis, that's the Mokhi, that if somebody is Mechalshal Bifarhesye in Roche Rabbah, he is also Kiyak Chobot. With Rabbah, what is Kiyak Chobot? That's this basis. That's this basis. In other words, someone who is Mechalshal Bifarhesye, who carries in the calendars. If I ask, if he'll share, so Shkidosi will be in the way. Shkidosi will be in the way. Alright? So this is this thing. So Tesis Kashmi is how can the Gemara say that it's duki is not kinochi and it can be invited to Jews, but it's duki, but they believe in the Rosh HaBalpeh. So many of them don't believe in the Rosh HaBalpeh, they are certainly Mizalzel in Loches Rabon, and they do it before I say too. Why should they do it before I say? I mean, they don't believe in it. So they are moving. So they shouldn't. So they should not be able to be part of the Jews. This is the best Kashi, I mean. Why not get the Rabbanon? If they don't believe in the Rosh HaBalpeh, they don't believe in the Ramtes Mochet, so they do, I mean, let's say the Karaites. So the Karaites, they have their own concept of Rosh HaShabbos. I mean, so Ramtes Mochet, stop to my Mimuter, but to keep the light burning, hold day on Shabbos, that's also how we say, Ba'aloi B'chomosh V'Sechem. The Yema Shabbos, according to their interpretation, means that you cannot leave any light on Shabbos, and you cannot eat anything that is warm. That this is the reason as to why the custom of eating chon developed. What's the yichas with eating chon? Because there is a Ba'amoya says that if one doesn't eat honey on Shabbos, so we have to be ready. But Ramoya means not that if one doesn't eat honey because he thinks it's not good for him, he observes a certain diet. He means if a person on principle doesn't eat honey, so then we have to be dedicated. Maybe he's a Kaloyan. I mean, that was in those days, when the Kaloyan said that you cannot eat, you cannot breathe any fire on Shabbos, even though you don't turn on the fire on Shabbos, just you need fire on Shabbos. In other words, according to Kaloyan, you're not allowed to light Shabbos candles before Shabbos. You are Mechal Shabbos if you light Shabbos candles. Shabbos, you have to sit in darkness. This environment of Chomish Yisechem. So that's why, anyway, so why does Tesis ask only the Rabbanans? Because Tesis could have asked about the Rises also, but one could say, maybe the Tzduki is Malag Mogel or not like the Karayites. Maybe the Tzduki did accept the Ramtes Mochas. Just as Gemara says that the Tzduki accepted the five things that passed in Shchita, even though there was no reason as to why they should accept this and not others. But it happened that way. So maybe the Tzduki, this man Chazal, accepted the Ramtes Mochas. So this was good as the Kashi from Ramtes Mochas. But the Rabbonos, they certainly didn't accept. They didn't believe in the Rabbonos. So that's why this is says from the Rabbonos. So this is the Terence, the Yesh Leima, Sheri Gil Mehim Min Zoya, Lifi Sheri Mechachon, Ki the Asher Tom Shri Yishu Eter Nisgisi, Atal Pishet Tuki Mehim, Nisyom Mon Kiyakus. The Gemara mentions that in the mentions a good thing, a good quality of the Tzduki Mizman Chazal, that even though they didn't believe in Teosh Baupen, they didn't accept the Rabbon, so they weren't Chal Shabbos in Yisrael. But in the presence of Kedushim, they were Nizya, not in the Chal Shabbos, not allowed to hurt the feelings of the Kedushim. So Mele, they were not in the Chal Shabbos. That's how that was. Now the question arises, all right. So, they do not have a reason of moving on the score of the Shabbos Baras. But there is another problem. They are keeping the Tzidur Shabbos. So they should have a reason of moving. They should have a reason of moving on the score of keeping. So what was we say? Now, the Bes Yosef in the Hilchos Shabbos, he has the same. Now, let's see the Rambam, the Lashon Rambam.
כי יצדוקים מבייסוסים, יכולה כאילו לדיר שבעלפה, כל
هم مش يميلوا للجزائر اللي عدم الديمقراطية السنابة كاكتب someone who is a cave here he will know he's a fictional one we'll be shaming him today because there's another Allah.